I think, are going to intensify for the next year or two, maybe three, as the sun goes through its grand solar maximum, which we have never seen before. These are rare, and we're not exactly sure what the government knows about this, but there is something going on behind the scene, warning families of people that have beepers on them that are either Border Patrol or other highly placed first responders in the United States, and they're looking for a serious event between now and October, I'm pretty sure, from what we've been able to determine.
Okay, now, are you saying that relates to the weather or to other events?
I think it'll relate to the sun and the weather. Maybe massive coronal mass ejections, maybe electric fires started along the power grid from a CME that causes arcs to the ground where the drought has just made everything a tinderbox. But they are expecting something very serious. We are getting this from so many different sources at the moment inside various agencies that I'm going to believe it now.
Hi, John. Greetings from the Great Karoo in the middle of South Africa at 4,400 feet above sea level and 400 miles to the nearest coastline. This area is regarded by astronomers as the most stable place in the world, and that is why they have both the SALT, South African Large Telescope, and SKA, Square Kilometer Array, nearby. I've been following your show for a while now and would like to pass on some information. I have moved here from my house on the coast for the same reason you were in the Ozarks. My first point is that Nibiru, Planet X, cannot be seen at the moment, even in the southern hemisphere, without specialized telescope equipment. Hold on, we'll be back after the break. All of the images on the internet and YouTube are atmospheric phenomena produced by blue beam and or HARP weather disturbances. The best scientific source that I have found are the videos produced by the SkyView team, who comprise a group of astronomers from South America and a group in North America. The videos posted under 00 SkyView team are available on YouTube. They don't call it Nibiru Planet X, but a KBO, Kuiper Belt Object. The most recent videos show footage of the KBO earthbound and speeding up. This leads me into my second point. In 2007, a meteorite hit the ground at Caranas near Puno in Peru. It should have been traveling at 200 miles an hour, but hit the Earth at 15,000 miles an hour, 75 times faster than anticipated. It was studied extensively by Professor Peter Schultz of Brown University. From the Colburn Bible, we know that the destroyer, or Nibiru, comes as a thief in the night. After much research, including the present weekly occurrence of meteorites smashing to the sun, I believe that Nibiru is traveling faster than anticipated, 75 times faster. 1 week's timeline of a speeding object is equal to 75 weeks in present anticipated time. In other words, it could happen in 1 week. What could happen in 1 week is approximately equal to 1.4 years. This is why we won't see it until it is upon us. I'm going to skip this next paragraph. He goes into some interesting stuff, but he ends up with the following sentence. This is the final sentence. My present timeline for the arrival of Nibiru is anywhere from now, which would be August 2012, to mid-2014. He's saying, he concludes with, keep up the good work, signed Stephen. Everything Stephen says is consistent with what I've found independent of Stephen. The fact, and it is a fact, that Nibiru, except for maybe a couple of weeks a year, according to Professor McKinney, can only be seen with specialized telescopic equipment that has infrared capabilities. And the fact that it does speed up as it gets deeper into our solar system, that's another thing that I learned a number of years ago. And the fact that we won't know it's upon us until it really, we won't be able to see it, I should say, until it's basically in our face and we're only days, if not hours, away from whatever it's going to do happening. So that's a good heads up. I'm going to talk to Tim Spencer about posting this on ruralsurvival.info.
Been on the phone literally all afternoon. I was going to do a workout at the country club, but that got pushed aside. I got two private sources telling me that the Norfolk, Virginia Naval Base is being evacuated. The ship's in dry dock. They're trying to get out of dry dock as fast as they can, and everything else is being moved to high ground. Camp Lejeune, the Marine base in North Carolina, is being evacuated to Fort Knox. Fort Bragg is in the process of being evacuated, and Camp Pendleton, a Marine base not far from you, in California, is being evacuated also. These things are happening.
By evacuating, you mean they're evacuating the military out of there, or they're just doing a war game?
Heavy equipment and men and supplies.
How far inland are they going?
People from Bragg are going to, some are going to Pennsylvania. They're probably going to different locations. The one outfit, they're being told that they're being moved to Pennsylvania, getting ready to go to war in Syria, which makes no sense at all. You wouldn't move everything twice.
Right.
But that's a cover story. And they have a due date of 2 weeks from today. They have everything has to be done in the next 2 weeks.
Now, do you think it's a war game, or do you think it's based on...
No, it's not a war game. This is being based on these oceans coming out of their basins. That's what's going on. They're getting ready for the oceans to come out of their basins, and they're on a very fast track. I'm continuing to get calls from my sources basically every few minutes as they check with their people and get back with me.
Planet X does not exist. And now we hear from the states that it's getting, they have a dilemma, the people that are running the cover-up. Their dilemma is, if they hold tight and don't tell anybody until the very last minute, until it's obvious, then they look like they were conducting a cover-up, which they were, and everybody's mad at them, right? And rioting. But if they come out ahead of when everybody is, when or before it's real, totally obvious, and announce that there's a planet and it's going to do a passage and they're watching it, we'll keep you informed, that kind of thing, then they look like the good guys, like they're letting us know. Now it's getting serious, you know, the weather is creating a lot of drought, a lot of crop shortages, so we have to tell you what's causing this. And then they look like the good guys. So they would rather, obviously, good. But they can't wait too long because the wobble and we're seeing bright orbs around the sun. The people are...
After police dispatchers received a few more calls early Thursday morning, March 22nd, Clintonville City Administrator Lisa Kuss announced that she was hiring the engineering firm of Rueckert & Milke of Waukesha, Wisconsin, to install 4 ground seismology monitors around the city to find any possible epicenter underground that could be responsible for the persistent booms. Lisa Kuss plans to spend up to $7,000, she said, on the seismology monitoring investigation. Then, strangely, at a Tuesday evening, March 22nd public meeting at the Clintonville High School, after hiring the engineering firm to locate the underground epicenter of the strange jolting sounds, Lisa Kuss told the crowd of 400 people that she was now pretty certain the sounds had to be related to earthquakes because on Tuesday, March 20th, 2 days earlier, at 12:15 a.m., 30 miles northwest of Appleton, Wisconsin, which is near Clintonville, at a depth of 3 miles, there was a small 1.5 quake registered by the U.S. Geological Survey. However, most of the Clintonville residents at the meeting argued that they had never heard jolting booms before Sunday night, March 18th. Further, seismologists said there was no seismic link to the banging noises from March 18th to the 22nd, no seismic activity in the Montello region either, and that earthquake activity usually does happen 3 miles down, as that 1.5 did, and it was very small. And people, including Lisa Coos, had had the jolt of their life, their bodies shaking, the ground shaking. It had to be shallow, according to seismic geologists.
I was going to talk about the sun a little later, but now that we're on the subject, what's going on with the sun? What can we expect from it? Are we looking at some kind of death ray coming from this sun at some point, or is it going to, reverse and cool down a little bit, or what's happening?
Well, if you look at Bible prophecy, for one thing, it does say that the light of the moon will be 7 times as bright as it is now during a period when the sun suddenly becomes very hot and bright. I don't know whether that means that the light of the sun is going to be 7 times greater or not, but the moon will be 7 times brighter than it is now. The sun will be brighter and hotter, but I don't know how much. So what I'm thinking is going to happen is when the sun does like throw off flares or coronal mass ejections or goes through a phase state change on the surface where the coronal holes dominate the surface of the sun, a huge increase in heat from that. According to the Bible, it will burn a third of the trees and the fish in the ocean will be killed, a third of them, and the green grasses will catch fire. Even the Hopi Indians are expecting a huge increase in heat on the planet, so much so that some of them are building underground kivas, or like mud brick igloos under the ground. This kind of tells you that they're expecting the same thing. The sun itself is in its grand solar maximum, and that grand solar maximum is very rare. It means that the sun is going to be a lot more active than it is in a normal solar sunspot.